your game is really picked up in the last few weeks. It's something you can put your finger on that maybe is going on now that wasn't going on offensively early in the season?
No, I mean, I don't think, know if there's any one thing. It's probably a lot of things. I mean, for one, hopefully just continue to make better decisions, be more accurate, run the offense more efficiently, play faster, all those things. But I think a little bit, it's probably all of us collectively just kind of growing together. You know, every year is different. Challenges are different, kind of figuring it out together. Really kind of a credit to probably the entire group.
How much do you attribute the success of this team, especially the offense, to the starting field position that you guys have had and the additional opportunities that you guys have had?
Yeah, we've been, playing really good team football these last few weeks, and that's how you win. I mean, it's a team sport. You know, defense has been playing great, getting us the football. Special teams giving us, great opportunities field position-wise, and then our job to go out there and try to take advantage of it. It's how you want to be playing, as a collective effort, as a team effort. And certainly any of those, you look at one-sided statistics, offense, defense, there's more to it than that. Certainly it's kind of a credit of how the entire team's playing.
Coach credits production over the last month or so to the offensive line.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it starts with them for sure. Offensively, those guys have been playing really, really well up front, really consistent, really kind of starting us off, run game, pass game. That's been the edge for us.
You guys are going to have a very different group or potentially have a very different group up front, though, this weekend.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Obviously, I don't know what's going on with some of that. We'll find out as the week goes on. But to be honest, I really feel like, all the juggling we've done, last year, this offseason, training camp, earlier this year, that, different guys playing, moving guys around, maybe earlier in the year it was hard on us. I think at this point it starts to become a strength. We've had a lot of guys play at a high level. And I think Sunday was a great example of that. When you got Zach and Donald coming in, I don't think anybody, blinked twice. We feel good about those guys. Those guys work extremely hard. They stay ready. And they played for a really high level for us in the past, so I don't think anyone expected anything less. And it's that time of year. Guys are going to be banged up and moving around. Obviously as the week goes on, we'll find out how healthy we get.
So that uncertainty doesn't create any anxiety?
I just think it's, at this point, like I said, every single one of those guys has played a lot of football for us and played at a high level. I do think that, that's comforting. Those guys have stepped in. Those guys are used to moving around. Those guys have all played. So no question, I do think it's a strength.
Alex, that passes without interception streak is, I think, 283 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I just wonder how much you value that in terms of the types of things you want to achieve.
Yeah, I think it goes back to playing good team football, and as a quarterback, you got a huge responsibility. You're touching the football every single play. You have such a big impact on deciding the game, just in your decision making and how you are with the football and your fundamentals. So, yeah, and then on top of that, you want to go out there and play well. So, yeah, it's certainly a huge part of it. You have a huge responsibility to the team, to the other guys, that you are touching the football every play.
Has that changed in your career, like since college, to the degree that you value that or think about that as a primary focus?
I think the margin of error certainly is much smaller at this level. Yeah, certainly. So when you're playing younger, the margin of error is much larger, from opponent to opponent, and at this level it's so small. So, yeah, the you don't know which play is going to be the difference.
You played across the Bay for quite a while. What's the image of Oakland and the Raiders? And you've heard stories of buses pulling up and fans throwing batteries at opposing teams. So, I mean, do you have any of those kinds of experiences?
Certainly it for me it's greatly intensified. Coming here, it doesn't take very long, to kind of find out what this rivalry is all about and what this history is all about. Yeah, it's fun. It's what football's about. It's what sport's about. Games like this, having history, having rivalry. And this game's a great example of that.
Alex, we talked about the lack of interceptions, but turnovers, ugly twin, the fumble. You've also stayed away from those. And your team has as well. Yeah. What has brought that about?
Yeah, I think, again, it starts with the guys up front. I think not only just doing their job, but the communication. I think everybody being on the same page. I think a lot of those in the pocket, fumbles, things like that happen when guys are thinking different things. You think the O-line's doing one thing, they're doing something else. A lot of it comes from communication, everybody being on the same page. And then I think just practicing good fundamentals, trying to be good, everybody that's carrying the football, doing it the right way.
How do you do that when you're in the pocket? I mean, you've certainly been sacked a few times and not coughed the ball up. How do you personally do that?
Yeah, I mean, they're all different. Every situation is different. Certainly, two hands, it starts with that. And when you're in traffic, covering it up, not understanding all those situations, not being careless or try to do too much, not try to make a bad play worse, things like that.
Couple more, guys.
Alex, from your experience, how long does it take to get the rhythm and timing down on the deep ball in game situation?
It's all different, different with every guy, different week to week, depending on who you're playing. Just depends. It's something we've worked hard on, and we'll continue to keep working on. Really helped us this last week. But, it's something I think that – and it changes. You get in the season, and that timing, you just kind of continue to keep refining it and perfect it. Different than the off season or camp, you get the pads on and everything. Those do, it does impact it. So you just keep working.
Over the past couple of years, when you prepared for Oakland, what have you seen in development of Mac 52 and just what he's doing this year compared to when you were starting?
Yeah, I mean, really, really good, really good player. Can rush the passer. Certainly a guy that just through film study and kind of demands respect. You see that. Really, really good player. I think you see him being able to just do more, like anything. You can do more. Move him around. You can, he's dropping into coverage a little bit here and there. Things like that. Understanding what they're doing.